Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on,
suit on,
looking like
the dapper dog, giving a microphone. Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on now, dig me, one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Thank God for it all the time, too. Well, here we go. Today, I want to share something with you that'll help you, because it's helped me. You know, I was telling the story once that in this magazine called Rob Report that there was a statue I used to see for years. I started buying Rob Report magazines years ago. So I just wanted to see what affluent people did, you know, just wanted to see what people with means did, what type of investments they did, what they bought, you know, where they traveled to. The Rob Report is just like a, it's like a big boy toy magazine. You can see what cars is out. You know, I didn't have money for none of it. Just, I was dreaming though, you know, I just wanted to see. And there was a statue inside this magazine of this man who was coming out of this bronze rock, and he was completely bronze, and he was muscular, and you know, he didn't look nothing like me, but he was a man coming up out of a rock, and he had a huge hammer and a chisel in his hand. And as his body from the waist up was coming out of this huge piece of stone, you could see where it was him who had been chiseling and forming himself. So the name of the statue was Self-Made Man. And for years, man, I said, man, I'm going to get a big house one day and I'm going to put that statue in the backyard in the corner. That's going to be my little spot where I go chill because I'm a self-made man. Well, after years of working at becoming somebody and having reached a degree of success, I would have nothing to do with that statue. There's nothing about that statue that appeals to me anymore. Because on my journey and in my quest to become what I thought would be this self-made man where I could put this statue and had this statue in the corner be kind of cold, symbolizing that I had made it, I realized on my journey there's no such thing as a self-made man, that we all need help, and that God places people in our paths along the way that benefit us oftentimes. And it's the most unlikely person oftentimes. And it's the most unlikely way that he presents these people in front of you. It's crazy how he does it, man. And so this is a statue now that I look at and I go, I see what the creator was saying, and that's cool, but not for me, because I needed help. And I've learned a lot of things like this along the way. And the part I wanted to share with you all about this is you've got to develop. You've got to develop a sense of purpose. You have to develop a sense of purpose. That's different. See, your purpose is created for you by God, because when he created you as an individual from whatever two parents you may have, that's not important here. When he created you, he had something in mind for you. And it was a purpose. God has not created a single soul to become a criminal. God has never created a single soul to be a drug dealer. This came about through some decisions we made as sinners, and we stayed in that place. But see, when he created us, he has a wonderful idea for us. But God gives us human beings this thing called choice, and we have the power to decide. So you can decide if you're going to adhere to the purpose that God created you and made you for, or you can go ahead and make some choices on your own. So like if God wanted to give you a life and give it come to you and give you life more abundantly, and that's his promise, if you come to him, if you choose him, then cool. But if you say, well, this ain't moving along fast enough, I'm going to get my own life of abundance, I'm going to start slanging, well, guess what now? Ta-da, you've made a decision. And see, God's decisions and choices, the one thing I learned about him, God's decisions, choices, his voice, it has no sin in it. Ain't it amazing how many people that came up to you and said, the Lord wanted me to do this to you, and I'm doing it, and God is punishing you, and I'm doing this to you because God gonna see that you get your day. Who is this person? Who is this person that God all of a sudden gave this authority and power to? God didn't give that to nobody, man. Nobody. This person don't have the right to hold you to your past, the right to make you pay. So who makes them pay when they make mistakes? Because they all make them. So when I say you have to have a sense of, you have to develop a strong sense of purpose, That means you have to strongly get in touch with your creator to find out what the purpose you were created for. See, it's two things that I had to learn along the way. My career was what I was paid for. My calling is what I was made for. See, it's two different things, folks. It took me a long time to learn it. Some people think that their calling is to be a performer. Well, that's what you paid for. And a big part of your life is your performance that's tied directly to your gift. But what you made for, though, what you made for is to bring about some significant change in another human being's lives, because we are all linked together in this chain. That's what you are here for. Everybody has a purpose to do something wonderful, meaningful, or impactful for another person. You think the guy that invented the airplane was merely inventing the airplane so he could fly? No, his purpose was to become an inventor, to come up with this invention so he could fly, and we all fly. See, sometimes God will make you successful so you can become successful, so you can turn around and teach other people how to become successful. God saved people so you can turn around and tell other people how wonderful it is to be saved. You see how this thing works? That's what we have to do as people. And it's nothing that we have to go and discover. We have to go and develop it. But if you haven't discovered your purpose, it's simply because, here's it. If you haven't discovered your purpose, it's simply because you have not contacted the creator and maker of your soul to ask and find out why you were created. It's as simple as that. If you buy a Toyota, there's an owner's manual on the inside that will tell you everything you know, how to best operate your Toyota, how to make it work, how what to do. They got a troubleshooting section. Your faith is the same thing as an owner's manual in your car. Open up that book, man. Find out how to jumpstart your life, how to troubleshoot it, and get on with your life, and find out your purpose, and develop a strong sense of purpose. All right? Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm talking a little bit softer this morning, not at my normal volume, which would be about like this here, but I decided I had to turn it back down because we have some people on this show, one person in particular, who finds it to be too loud, that damn Shirley.
Yes, you were loud today.
I'm sorry, but I am the morning man, and you are the morning show.
Tone it down.
Get with it, do it. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry. Oh, excuse me. Shirley Strawberry.
What?
Colin Farrell. Mississippi that Monica. Morning. Junior Boy and the legend nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind?
You know, Unc, man, let me ask you this, Unc, man. I really enjoyed that interview you did with Stacey Abrams yesterday, man. You was outstanding with the interview. First off, man, what did you learn about Stacey yesterday, Unc? What did you learn about her?
I don't know that I learned it. I think I did discover how much she really cares. I think I learned how much of a difference she is from Kemp. I found out that he has control of billions of dollars, that he doesn't have to get a say-so for anybody. And he won't direct the money to areas and places that help us at all.
Because he's never done without.
Yeah.
And he could do it easily. He could have directed the money to WellStar that would have kept this trauma hospital open here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But because they had 115,000 people come in who weren't insured, and they don't have the Medicare coverage to service that many people without making any money.
And he doesn't care.
And he don't care.
That's what
when
it is.
All he got to do is release the funds, and boom, it could stay open. But it's not in his community.
Not getting
it's not in what he considers his constituents' mm-hmm. community.
Hmm. Never had
if you're not
out.
In a red district, he don't care about you. And that's why we have got to get out and vote for Stacey Abrams in Georgia, man. And we cannot play with this. Early voting starts October
17th.
17th.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done early.
I'm going to be on it.
Yes, sir.
We're not playing yes, with y'all.
No, I'm going to be on it.
It's not a drill. This is not a drill. This is it. That's it.
That's it. That's what I learned. Anything else you want to ask me, Junior?
I just thought that was great, man. I thought she really is smart. Sometimes you sit with people, you realize you ain't smart to be sitting in the room with them. Because she knew numbers and facts. I knew I didn't need to be on this Zoom with her. I need to get off right now. She knew way too much information. I said,
And you know what, Junior, I felt the exact same way about you being on this Zoom.
Not about yourself. Yeah. Yeah, you held your own.
Why is his ass on the damn Zoom?
I know. I said I can't. I ain't got enough sense to be sitting here. I can't be sitting here. She know too much. She knew facts, numbers, and dates.
She's
and
brilliant.
Times. She's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Next governor
genius.
Of Georgia. Yes, she mm-hmm. is.
Junior, do you know exactly how much money you have?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. What's coming next, Shirley?
run that break
how much
back.
Junior got? How much money Junior
at 32 got? 32 minutes after, yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
I'm going to run a little something, Shirley. This right here is conference call. Conference call. You ain't had a conference call till you had one with the nephew, okay? Conference call.
All right.
Cat dog, if you would.
Hello, this is Hannah.
Hi there, this is Frank checking in. Hey, David here on the line.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
I'm fine.
What's up? Hey, I think we're waiting for one other person. Guess I'll dial in a second.
Hello, yep, this is Sherman. Sherman Davis, General Manager's Assistant. How you guys doing? Everybody here?
Hey, Sherman. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, doing fine. Hello, Sherman.
All right, hi. Guys. Let me make sure we got everybody here. Is Hannah here?
Yep, Hannah's here. How's it going?
All right. Frank?
Yep, I'm on the line. Thank you.
All right. Good. And David?
Yep. Hey, Sherman. I'm here.
All right, my man. Good deal. All right. Got some news for you guys. I need you guys to just bear with me for a second. I'm getting all the paperwork in. My assistant, Cynthia, is here. So you guys just give me a second. I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second, and I'll be back probably less than 30 seconds, okay?
All right, no problem. Will do. Thank you.
Cynthia, can you bring me all of the stuff on these three guys? I mean, today is supposed to be they're on hold right now, but today's the day that we're giving them their severance packages and letting them go, and they'll be out of here. Probably by tomorrow morning, they're clearing their things out. They don't know it yet, but we're going to at least give them their severance packages today, okay? You know, they put it on my shoulders to break the bad news. Somebody's got to do it, so it's my job today. All right, so bring it to me and get it in here as soon as possible so I can hurry up and get past this conference call. All right.
Hello?
Did you guys?
All right, guys.
Excuse me?
Hello?
Sherman?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Yeah, you never put us on hold?
No. Sherman, so are you about to f***ing fire us right now?
What are you talking
about?
Wait
a minute.
Sherman?
Okay, hang on, guys. What's going on? What are you guys talking about?
We're asking you what's going on. We just heard you didn't put us on hold. We just heard all that.
Yes. Severance package is what I heard. I heard you're letting us go.
Oh, my God.
Sherman?
Maybe
you're talking about Sherman. Some other people. But we
okay.
just heard you
hey,
say-
hey, guys, hang on. Everybody just calm down. Just give me a second here. Hang on. I'll be right back. Hang on.
Hello? Hey, what is going on? Did you
Did we hear that?
Okay.
You all heard the same thing?
I don't know what
he's
talking about.
Cynthia, how do I... Did I put... Is this the whole button here? This is it? All right, there we go. They f***ing heard everything. No, they just... They sit f***ing asking me right now. I'm doing what he's telling me to do. These three are supposed to be let go by the end of the day. I mean, I got to do it, but it looks like the severance is... Nobody can live off of this for even 3 freaking months. I already know that. This is really f***ed up.
Oh,
God. All right. So, look, bring me everybody's stuff. Let me at least, after lunch, they all come in here and pick up their things. That's all I can think of. Okay? Is this the right button here? Okay. Hello?
It's not the right button. We can hear you, Sherman.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing.
Three months.
You have to be kidding me. I've been with this for 5 years. All right. I've not let you down for a quarter, the company down for a quarter. This is ridiculous. I cannot believe this.
And I'm on travel right now, so how am I going to come and get my things by the end of the day?
This is ridiculous. This is how you're gonna let us know. Dude.
This is unprofessional.
This is trash. I cannot believe it.
If you all need a lawyer, I have someone, I have contacts, we can talk. But honestly, Sherman, this is
unacceptable.
Let's not do the whole lawyer thing, guys, okay? Let's not do that, all right? Now, people get let go from companies. People get let go all the time, and you guys know this.
Just let go on a conference call with other people. What are you – this is ridiculous.
You're giving up personal business. Yes, that's true. You're giving personal business to another
exactly.
It's not on hold. Yeah, you cannot be doing this.
Yeah, email me that lawyer's number for sure.
I will. I got you on it too, David. Thank you.
I didn't try to for you guys to learn it this way. All right. Okay. Let's just say I'm not good at the conference button. And I don't know how to put anybody.
Yeah, you're not good at the conference call.
You're not good at this.
This is not a good message. This is not appropriate professional messaging. In fact, this is. I'm mortified. I cannot believe this. I put 5 years of my life in this company.
This is beside the point. We're three of your best employees.
No, it is. Hannah is absolutely right. It is illegal. This is illegal. Yep. I will. I'm writing this down.
Wait. Come on.
Now.
Hey.
I'm recording this call now.
What do you mean you're recording it? What are you recording it for?
Yes.
I'm letting you know. Legally, I can let you know. I'm recording this call.
Can you send me that recording, David?
I will do it.
Listen, I don't consent on being recorded. I want that known now.
I'm not on hold, Sherman.
Exactly.
Okay. Can I ask you guys something? Are you familiar with your coworker named Barry Dillard?
Yes.
You don't have to answer that.
Oh, Barry fired too? How are you going to tell him?
Let me tell you what's going on. Barry told me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All three of y'all just got pranked by your coworker, Barry Dillard.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I'm about to have a heart attack.
Oh my god, can you kill a coworker? Well, this is recorded now, isn't this?
Hey y'all, nobody has lost their job. Hannah, Frank, David, nobody has lost their job, but your coworker Barry Dillard got me to prank phone call you. All right, so everybody's got their job, we good.
Oh my goodness. We're gonna have to get Barry back. Wow, okay.
I'm good now.
Y'all got to tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land? Let me hear it.
Clearly, it's Steve Harvey Show.
And you, Nephew Tommy. Oh, man, we're on the Steve Harvey Show.
Thank you.
Fire. That's terrible. Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Carla has a recap of culture's biggest night. Of course, it was the BET Hip Hop Awards hosted by Fat Joe. Four Seasons Hotels is launching a luxury cruise with a 9,600 square foot presidential suite. And Dwayne Wade has said no more hate on his daughter's IG page. But now it is time for Ask the CLO. All right, Steve, here we go. Yolanda in Texarkana says, I'm a new homeowner, and my boyfriend is trying his best to convince me to let him move in. He's 7 years older than me, so I expect him to get on my level or get gone. He wastes his money on material things, and homeownership was not a big deal to him. How can he be older than me but so immature?
Well, I mean, it's a known fact that women mature quicker than men. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But I want to know how old she is. And then what's the 7 years and where does that put him? If you have concerns about a man that's trying to move in so adamantly, well, there should be some requirements that come with that. You know, I'm mm-hmm. okay, you know, mm-hmm. but you can move in, but you're going to have to provide this, this, and this. If he's not willing to provide the things you want or need, then we can stop all this moving in stuff. Move in for what?
Yeah.
For what? So he can get, no, we got a house now. He going to brag about that. Why would you marry an irresponsible man?
Yep, don't
if
do it to
you're
yourself.
Saying he's irresponsible, you want to marry an irresponsible person. So you want to carry him mm-hmm. the rest of your life. Man, get out of here.
Yeah. Don't do it, Yolanda. All right, moving on to Allie and Tampa.
It's one thing to stand by your man, mm-hmm. but to stand up for him? Man, damn that.
All right, moving on to Allie and Tampa. Allie says, my husband's style is stuck back in the 80s, and he still wears his oversized blazers with a T-shirt. He's so frugal that I can't get him to update his wardrobe at all. I bought him a new sports coat for Easter, and he said it was too tight across his back. How can I persuade him to update his wardrobe? He got that big back.
Yeah.
How can I persuade him to update his wardrobe a little bit? Just a little bit.
I don't really know what to tell you. You know, man has to want to change.
Mm-hmm.
People have to want to change. You tried to buy him something new, and oh, God, you look good in that, but that didn't work. This too tight across my back. Now I need some more room for my back.
You're going to loosen my back up.
Thing. You know, so it really has to be a guy. You have to put it on for him and then compliment him on it. That's the only way it works. If he don't want to change, I can't help you. You know, and if
so
he ain't willing to change.
So he's stuck in the 80s forever?
You know, it's a lot of women stuck in the 80s.
But this is a man.
It's a lot of dudes stuck in it. It's still dudes still wearing square toe shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you changed your style.
Yeah.
You embraced it. I'm
married to a fashionista. Kind of so, hard. I'm standing over there next to her looking like a fool.
So if you weren't married to Marjorie, you'd still be...
Hell yeah, I still have all this.
you'd be looking like a pimp.
Hell yeah.
On the job
still had a 10-button suit. The 10-button suit.
Big ass legs look like I'm in the fly.
Really?
Hell yeah, I'd be Captain Urban. You had them big ass hats on and everything. I was so happy to be Captain Urban.
So you changed for a woman. You changed
absolutely.
For Marjorie. So
he
that's
can do
when
it
a man
too,
will change, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, Steve.
That
I
is.
Did not know you would see people.
Hell yeah. Every last one, all them damn suit out of money I spent.
And all those square toed alligator shoes you had. Oh, wow. All right.
I changed shoes, but I ain't seen nothing wrong with them damn.
But let me tell you something,
but every now and then I'll be flipping through the channel and pass by the game show network. And they have one of them early years of Family Feud on there.
Yeah.
I'll be shamed. I try to hear them click over. Hope ain't nobody watching this.
All right. Moving on to Carolyn. Carolyn writes, I'm a 62-year-old widow. And I allowed my son to come live with me. Everything was fine until he started dating a woman that has no self-respect. She spends the night at my house with my son, and I personally could not lay up in another lady's house. My son sees nothing wrong with it. Am I being old-fashioned?
No, it's your house.
Yeah.
It's your rules. Period.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's old-fashioned is still mm-hmm. in style at your house. You know. My kids tell me all the time, Dad, that's old school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, old school is still current school at my house.
Yeah,
that's how I do it at my house.
Right, get your own house.
Man, why you listening to that music? Because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I let them play what they want to play, but you know, say I have my headsets on, but if I don't want to wear my headsets that day, y'all got to cut this off.
Okay.
I don't give a put damn how you like
put
working
on some
out
Earth, Wind, and Fire, baby.
Come on, yeah. you lifting weights to Lionel Richie today.
Yeah, love will find a way.
Are you catching
high? There we
your
go.
Your bikini. Yeah, all this here.
All right. So she's not being old-fashioned. It's her house, like you no. say, her rules. Okay. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Iris in Flint. Iris says, 10 years ago, my husband and my bestie had sex. For revenge, I slept with her husband, and we got married 5 years ago. Now my ex-husband is back in my life, and he apologized for how things ended. Should I trust him or stay with my new hubby? What?
What? That's a lot going on right
there. We ain't getting in that.
She wants your advice.
Your
Iris.
Husband yeah. cheated with your best friend.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago.
Yeah. 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. To get back at her, you slept with your best friend's husband.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all got married 5 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now your husband, his ex-husband, is back in your life, said he was sorry for how things went. Should I get back with him or stay with my new husband? You know what?
I don't
know. These are just little minor ass decisions to you.
Right. Clearly.
Clearly. Do I want waffle cone or a sugar cone? What is the coming?
Yeah. Paper or plastic?
What the hell?
It's minor well,
what
decisions.
Is you packing up groceries down at the store? You want paper or plastic, sir? They
wings
quit doing
flat,
that. Now that ain't number three. What you want? You want wings? What you want? Drumettes or flats?
Briefs or boxers?
You want regular Coke or you want Diet Coke?
Steve, that is hilarious. This
what
is crazy.
The hell?
Yes.
You know, these decisions you making is too damn easy.
Right.
I don't give a damn what you do. You know what I think y'all to do? I think y'all just flip a coin.
Because that's how our something. Life goes.
Heads,
yeah.
you stay with your man. Tails, you go with him. Go on about your business.
World.
Or you can play the game I've never played. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors.
Do you know I told somebody I've never played that they didn't believe
really?
It? I don't even know
really?
How to play it.
I didn't play it till I got grown.
I don't know what it is. I don't even know how to do rock, paper, scissors. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And nobody can
so
believe
old.
It.
Yeah.
I got in an argument with an employee because I told him. He said, Mr. Harvey, you know how you wake up and you can't remember what you did the other day? I said, no, I've never been drunk. Oh, please. You've never been drunk. No.
No. No, we don't want you drunk, okay? We do not
you
want
you
drunk.
Know him.
All right.
Arguing with me, though.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so Carla, the BET Hip Hop Awards aired last night.
Girl.
Hosted by Fat Joe, of course. So I know you have a recap. So
just a quick
just do your thing. Do your thing, because, yeah.
Yes, what's up, nephew?
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, what happens if Fat Joe lose all his weight? Who is he then?
Joe.
Just Joe.
Okay. He back on the Ponderosa.
Little Joe.
Not Joe from, what's that, Bonanza?
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's how much I know about hip hop.
No, but we got an R&B singer named Joe, so he can't be just Joe. So,
right.
Yeah, Skinny Joe. All right, let's recap last night. BET Hip Hop Awards was taped Friday night in Atlanta. It was hosted by, like Shirley said, Fat Joe and Lizzo, our girl. She opened the show. Some of the winners, this is quickly, Best Album of the Year, An Evening with Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
Love you some Silk Sonic. Yep. Jasmine's. Yes. Yes, yep, yep.
I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave the door.
Leave it wide open. Yes, Love Strain, all of that. Jasmine Sullivan won Best Female R&B Artist. Megan Thee Stallion won Best Female Hip Hop Artist. Kendrick Lamar, Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Lotto won.
Right,
yes, Lotto. She won Best New Artist. Zendaya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a bad girl. I like her. Mm-hmm. Zendaya, Best Actress. Will Smith, Best Actor for his movie.
What? For King Richard?
For King Richard, yes.
Did he come up and get his award?
What you think?
No, nah, man, we done forgave him, though. We gonna let Will get on up going with your life.
It's been long enough.
Let him,
let him be great. Yeah, let Will be great.
Unless Rock tell me we swinging on him, I'm gonna go on.
Oh, that was quick.
Now if my dude Rock called me and said we swinging on him on site, I'm with Rock.
All right, we gonna try to let Will live. Let's see, Best Athlete, Sportsman of the Year, Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors, yes, and Naomi Osaka won Best Sportswoman of the Year. So that's a quick recap.
That's at the Hip Hop Awards.
Yes, BET Hip Hop Awards. Right. Because, you know, hip hop too, Steve, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a form of music. So they salute athletes, actors, singers,
that's
rappers,
good.
All
that's
of
probably
them.
Why they ain't never asked me to host that one, huh?
Well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lil.
Lil and Young.
Lil Snatch, Lil Bebop, Lil Raggedy Ann, Lil Baby, Lil Baby Dat Dat, Baby Come On, Baby Stop, Baby
Not
Look
Baby
at Him,
Dat Dat.
Baby Baby Baby,
Baby Look at Him,
Lil Baby, Fat Baby,
Lil Baby, Fat Baby,
Chubby Baby. Everybody named Lil except Lil Money.
Well, you got to do the Young. You got to do the Youngs now. Young Money, Young Jeezy,
Young Money, Young Jeezy, Young Rapper, Young Rich, Young Old,
Young
Lady, Young Boy, Young Dog.
I think we got it, Steve.
Yeah, he made his point. I'm done, Shirley.
Or I'll be announcing the Hip Hop Wars and be just, I'll be looking around the corner just to see who finna come out. I don't gonna know nobody.
Thanks, Carla.
I'll be the worst BET hip hop host ever.
Yes,
but everybody be will like, be talking about it.
I'll be out there dressed wrong and everything.
What would you have on?
A suit. I'll be out there like I'm hosting Miss Universe, man. What you talking about?
One of those shiny suits. Yeah,
and B&B, I ain't got no chain on. I ain't got no money for no chain.
Right,
you
Swiss
know what I want to tell young boys?
They be like, come on.
I want to tell young boys, man, and if you're going to invest in some jewelry, invest in a watch and not an aftermarket watch. Yeah. Put your money on a watch. That's going to increase in value. Stop buying these chains, man. Chains don't mean nothing to nobody but you. You know, Hawk Daddy on a chain. Okay. When you tired of being Hawk Daddy, what's the resale value of that?
Melt that stuff
Who
down.
Who is Hawk Daddy? He made it up. He made it up.
But that's old people with nugget chains on.
Hair
Earl.
Bone.
Earl on your chain. Who would do that? Earl. Otis, you never seen Otis on a platinum chain.
You're so stupid.
So you never seen All Otis right. on a platinum chain.
Yeah, Otis on notice.
Otis,
Otis. Otis on notice.
Otis trying to get to this next story, guys.
Benjamin and a necklace.
That's a lot of letters.
All right, so.
So sometimes, you know, you hear people say that they don't like cruises. They don't always like cruises. But would you get on a cruise? Would you guys get on a cruise if it was a Four Seasons yacht experience?
Yeah, yeah, that's a different
thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, well, listen to this.
Four Seasons is different, Tommy. Tommy, they got that Four Seasons world around the world trip on a private. They put about 50 people on there.
50. Okay. Ooh. Long as okay, it ain't that buffet with them flies and everything. Go
now,
ahead.
Now, it's going to be different, Tom.
Let me tell you this about the Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts. It's launching a luxury Caribbean cruise. It's called the Four Seasons Yacht that will sail the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. Each ship will have only 95 suites that range from 581 square feet up to a whopping 9,600 square feet.
Give me that one.
You want that one? Well, wait a minute. Four-level presidential suite.
Give me that.
Okay. Each suite will feature floor-to-ceiling windows and access to private terrace docks. The Four Seasons brand, of course, is synonymous with luxury. So would you consider a cruise like this? Yes.
How much
I think the answer is yes.
Oh, that's going to
sound like I'm going to be on Royal Caribbean.
How much is it?
How much it is.
All right.
We come back, we'll find out how much it is. Somebody look it up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we are in fall, okay? We are here. Fall is here. Fall means
well, Texas ain't got the memo yet. We ain't got none of that yet.
Blazing hot down there. Fall means the start of soup season. Then there are the chili people. There's gumbo people out there. Yep. What's your favorite? What is your favorite? Chili, gumbo, soup. Which one?
Well, for me, you know it's gumbo.
Yeah, I'm going to lean on that gumbo with Carl.
I'm married to a man from New Orleans. He's got to
gumbo.
What about you guys?
I like all
of them. I'm gumbo.
You like all of them? Okay.
I love chili, though.
Yeah, I'm a straight chili girl. Chili and soup, yep.
Steve, can you make chili?
Not really. Really, my thing. Marjorie can. I don't do cooking. I'm grill, man.
Okay.
I'm outside barbecue grill.
Right. I feel you, Steve.
I ain't all on the inside. I ain't got no recipes. My mama didn't teach me how to make nothing. I forgot all that.
Well, you know you can come to me if you need a recipe or anything, but I'm here for you.
A recipe for disaster.
I'm here for you.
I can't believe she asking us food questions. To be honest.
She know how to taste food. That's it.
But Shirley knows how to make chili, don't you,
no,
Shirley?
No, she don't. Mm-hmm. No, she
I do.
Don't.
I make great
okay,
chili.
Okay, well, let's hear her out. Let me hear your recipe. Come on, Shirley.
It's a secret. It's a family recipe.
No, it ain't. Nobody in your family making that mess you make.
You've never had my chili.
Who has had it and is here?
Wow. What's the secret ingredient, Shirley?
Butter.
Wow. Well, butter makes everything taste better.
Everything tastes good.
Not
everything.
Good with butter.
Not chili.
Why is you holding this grudge?
I know.
Who the hell you done said they're going to put butter in some damn chili? When you make up the ground beef and it make grease, what is that for? You going to add butter to that?
You pour all that off.
Y'all ain't listening to me.
What is she baking the chili?
You hear what she said? You pour that off.
You use your butter.
Take the flavor and pour it down the drain. That's going to be some good-ass chili.
I see you're not a believer, Mr. Harvey.
Not at all. I ain't
chili.
Never seen my mama pour that grease down
the
off
make
the chili.
Some chili.
Yeah, let's pour the flavor off of here.
I'm going to have to make you some chili. I see that.
Yeah,
right now.
No, you don't.
You're not a believer.
No, you don't. Never will be. 22 years I've been with you. This is the first I heard you make chili.
The first you've ever heard of that?
I've never heard you say that in life. Tommy, have you heard about this chili?
Don't lie, Tommy.
Heard about the chili?
Don't lie, Tommy. Why is Tommy lying?
Not at all.
Junior.
I've heard about it, Shirley. Nah.
Thank you, Carla, my girl. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Sister Odell is in the building. She's stopping by. Going to talk about Halloween right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so as promised, Sister Odell is in the building.
She's here.
You hear her, don't you?
Yeah.
It's Sister Odell to you, boy.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Odell. I apologize.
Not no she here. Like I'm just some stranger.
I'm grown, too old and grown to be referred to as a she.
Please be gentle. I'm older than she. You know, something's, you know, Tommy has had surgery on his throat.
That is right. The Lord has healed him, though.
Yes, yes, ma'am. He has.
And see, once the God of Abraham heals you, you get to move on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're going to keep making six reference to him if he's healed.
He's still recovering.
He don't get to be sick permanently. That's Junior. Junior is the one that's sick all the time. Thomas is healed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Come on in here and get my segment in before it be over. You know, y'all gives me the shortest time now.
Well, listen to this.
Giving that old bastard Roscoe all this time. He coming on here talking like he really is a music authority. He ain't wrote a damn song. Go ahead.
Well, not according to him. Okay, well, Sister Odell, we wanted to find out because people are already making plans. You know, Halloween is the last day of this month, October 31st, and we're just wondering if you plan making a costume or, you know, going to have candy
for the kids. That's a pagan holiday.
Candy for the kids.
That's a pagan holiday.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So you're not participating?
Ain't no ghosts and goblins. Bring a ghost and goblin in here and see what happens.
What?
It'll be the last time he gobble. He gonna run his ass up on Thanksgiving, gonna be on a platter somewhere. That's what the ghost is gonna do over here. We don't do ghosts and gobble. Boo-hoo, boo my ass.
Well, it's just a fun holiday where people dress up and
can't be
candy.
A Christian and be scared at the same time. The Bible says, I shall fear no man but God.
Yes. Yes.
What is I'm looking like, scared of some little ghost or something like that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Boo, you better get out of here. Talking about some damn boo. Boo yourself.
So,
yeah, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo going to be crying. Shirley, ain't no such a thing as that. Sweetie.
I know that.
Them is white people with hoods.
That's what that is.
Y'all call them ghosts. We call them the Klan. The boo over here if you want to.
Oh, you on one today, boy.
My husband Simon whooped four Klansmen ass so bad right there, they thought
really?
They was in a different group. They thought they was all Confederates. There was so much blood on them hoods. You thought it was a Confederate flag. They thought it was a Confederate. Simon was just whooping their ass. The way Simon would jump on the Klan, he'd twist their hood right quick on their head. Their little eye holes would be in the back.
Oh.
They couldn't see a damn thing, and Simon went to work on them. Simon beat the Klan that ass so bad he couldn't see. You know, they're stupid. You know, they don't want to take the hood off because they don't want you to see who they is. So
faces.
He just took an anonymous ass with him.
What did Simon do, Sister O'Dell?
Simon take that hood, snatch it around, put them eye holes in the back of their head. And you know, they hillbillies, they stupid, so they don't know how to take it off because he got to keep their identity, you know, to themselves. And it was just Simon put four anonymous ass whooping.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, so that clears it up for about Halloween, so you will not
be participating. Yes, we don't really do Halloween, you know, even though I love corn candy, though.
Oh,
I buy that the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you don't buy it before?
Mm-mm, because it's on sale then. White people mix it with peanuts.
Uh-uh, not
Black people don't put corn candy with peanuts.
They don't.
I 11 husbands ain't never one of them. They love peanuts. They never put one. They never seen one of them put some corn candy with a peanut.
That's how we used to eat it. I don't know. Okay.
You grew up in a little white neighborhood.
Anyway.
That's what you did. Peanuts and corn candy. Don't nobody do that, sweetie. That's how I know you can't make
corn.
Chili. That's how I know you can't make chili. Anybody put corn candy with peanuts, and you won't eat their chili? Probably got peanuts in your chili, too, don't you?
No, but I do have
Look,
candy
I know
corn.
You do. Uh-huh. You put candy corn in your chili.
Yes,
I do. Oh, I can't stand this half of here.
All right, listen. Coming up next, thank you, Sister Odell. Your time is up.
Somebody,
prank phone call with the nephew coming up next, right after this.
I know somebody.
Bye,
a good Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is no more children, please. Okay?
Oh.
No more.
How many we talking about?
You'll see. It's a lot. We'll get into the letter in just a few because right now the nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm going deep into these archives and get as stupid as I can be. Mm-hmm. So this right here is, I want my breast back.
Okay.
What? What's the matter, Carla?
You have breasts? What are you saying?
I want my breast back. What? What do you mean what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. I want my breast back. Now, didn't I just say it? And since we ain't together no more, I want my breast back. What? I got receipts on the breast. What?
But you're not wearing the breast, though.
But I bought the breast, though. I ain't bought no butts yet. But when I... Boy, you better hope I don't buy them. If you don't bring my ass back over here...
They're having a sale somewhere. There's a lot of them out here.
I'm telling you, girl.
Here we go, here we go. I want my breast back. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Oliver. Yeah, this him. Hey, you married, you engaged to Madison, right?
Yes, I am. There's a problem with it or something? What's up?
No. My name is Ricky, man. Have you heard about her last person that she was engaged to?
Well, she kind of spoke briefly about you.
Okay, but you know what, man? First of all, let me just say this. Congratulations, okay? Let me be the first to say that. Congratulations for y'all getting engaged, and I hope it worked with y'all.
Okay.
Here's why I call. We got a situation at hand that we kind of need to clear up between you and I. So,
what is it?
Me and you got a little conversation we need to have about property.
Well, we talking about property. What property? The property we live in? What are you talking about? This is my property.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about your house or nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
I got some property over there that belong to me, and I'm trying to figure out how we can rectify the problem.
Well, I'm quite sure if it's something I can pack up or whatever, you can come get it. I have no problem. What do you have over here in my house that's yours?
Okay, the actual breast that she had belonged to me.
The breast?
Her breast. I bought her some breast implant.
Man, I ain't know nothing about no breast implant.
Okay, you may not know nothing about it, but the bottom line is I spent $10,000 on some breast implants, and I want my property back.
Buddy, man. No, man, you're not getting back. What are you talking about, breast implant? I ain't know nothing about that, man.
Hey, man, I understand you're not knowing about it, but I'm calling you like a man explaining it to you, and I'm trying to let you know, I bought her some breast implants. Now, that's my property. Now, just like when it don't work out with an engagement don't work out, you want your ring back. Well, I want my breast back.
Oh, no, man. If you had gave her a ring, you can get that back, but that's just some... Man, come on, man. You ain't get back.
Hey, man, I'm getting them back, or I'm going to be over there every other week being happy with what I done bought.
No, that ain't what's going to happen. No, little brother, that ain't going to happen there. I don't know what you're calling for. About $10,000, the breast implants, you ain't getting... You come over here if you want to. When you with somebody, when you lose them, you lose every damn thing you paid for. So if you bought her some, your dumb should have bought the when you got married. You know what I'm saying? You should have waited then bought the damn. So them mine. I'm going to be over here. That's what I'm going to do with your breast implants. So your money was well spent. You ain't getting back. Move on in your life.
Hey, man, you don't tell me when I'm supposed to buy something. I buy something when I feel like it. But the bottom line is, them breasts belong to me. Somebody going to pay me $10,000 one way or the other.
Oh, no, you ain't getting nothing back here, man. You got to move on with your life, man. When y'all broke up, y'all wasn't together no more, the left with her. She walked away with him, man. That's it. That's over. I'm sorry.
Hey, let me say something to you, man. I'm coming over there and have a conversation with Madison about this, because that's who I evidently I need to talk to.
No, you're not talking to nobody over here. You're talking to me like you say man to man. I'm letting you know, man, you're lost. You're lost, man. You don't get nothing. How you even get my number? Let me get your number so I can call you back when she on her way home.
My number on the breast.
Your number on the breast. $10,000. That's your number. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to check it. I'm going to check it. I'm going to look at it every day because you ain't getting nothing back, brother. Them mind. You're lost, man. It's over.
Let me ask you this, man. Have you even bought the ring from Madison yet?
Yeah, I bought the ring. That's what you do when you get engaged. I paid. The ring is bought, brother. Why are you worried about my ring?
How much ring cost?
About $8,000-$9,000. That's a nice ring.
See, the breast costs more than the damn ring. You're a cheap little man.
Man, you, man. I mean, I done bought the ring. You talking about, look, dude, she gone. Them breasts ain't yours no more, man. You don't get back here. If it was a ring, a pair of shoes or something, I'd give you that back. So what now?
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is this here. I'm going to come over there and have a conversation with Madison about my breast, because the breast belongs to me.
You're not coming over here and getting nothing. She ain't even here, but you can bring your over here. You come over here with your chest pushed out, I'm going to push it back in for your brother. Them don't.
I got two breasts over there. Each of them is $5,000, and I want both of them.
Man, look, you ain't getting but who the is you? You call every ex-girlfriend you break up with wanting back?
I call the ones that I done bought breasts for.
Thank you. That's a good damn wedding gift, I guess.
Hey, don't, hey, man, don't. Let me tell you something. Don't you touch my damn breasts. You hear me?
Man, look here, man. I don't know who the hell, man. How you even get on my line, man? Who is this?
I'm the person that owned the breasts. Do you know who this is?
Man, you don't own nothing over here, man. You done took a loss on there, brother. You done took a straight loss on there, man. You got me up, partner. Who the is this, man? You lost your mind calling my phone.
I'm finna tell you right now who this is, partner.
Yeah, well, who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Madison got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, you boy, you ain't that's cold, boy. You cold, man. Hey, somebody, but tell me this. Is it a they real, are they?
How the hell I know? You're supposed to know what you marry. I don't know if they... Why are you asking me if they real?
I don't know. I'm still what you talking about. You bought some man. You still got me messed up.
Real or fake, you sound like that.
Well, y'all come, man. Y'all need to stop that, man. But I listened to you, and last people you got, I laughed my off. I never thought I'd get got.
Hey, Oliver, what's the baddest radio show, man?
Steve Harvey Money Show. That's the truth. You got me good, man. You got me good, man.
Was that stupid enough?
Yes.
Was that stupid enough? That's all I need to hear.
Yeah. Praise and
you say
back.
That though, like you could be more stupid.
You know, like what, Shirley? And I keep pushing myself. Yes,
that's actually frightening.
Yeah, that's what exactly right.
I keep pushing myself to see if I can just how much more stupid can I actually be, and
we can't take much more.
He's feeling better, yeah. Shirley. Just want y'all to know he's feeling better. Praise and worship is back.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Yeah. How much
come
more
on, boy.
Do you think we could take?
You better ask somebody.
Praise and worship.
Come on, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's back. He's coming.
All right, he is
right,
back.
Junior.
And he's going to be back grabbing that microphone. Can I get a drum roll if it's possible? Yes, I am. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab it Saturday, November the 12th. The Nephew is going to grab the mic. Charleston, South Carolina. Omar Shrine Auditorium. The Nephew is coming to the Low Country. Did you count me out? Don't count me out. I promise you. I'm coming, and I got a lot of cancer jokes. I do. And I can tell cancer jokes because I had it.
Hey, amen. But did you change your voice to say it, though?
Yeah, I did.
I got a lot of cancer jokes.
I got a lot of cancer jokes.
Doesn't that hurt? Doesn't that hurt?
I mean, you're tube free. You might want to leave it like that.
I got a whole lot of cancer.
I'm going to be talking to y'all inside this box in a minute. You don't know what I really got to say. You're going to have to be able to understand me talking through this box.
He will not be on one of those.
You might
want to
leave that joke alone, Tony. Yeah.
Listen to your uncle.
I'm comfortable.
Listen to your uncle.
Yeah, you can do the other ones, but that one right there.
All right.
I got a lot.
Listen,
there you go.
Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today, and the subject is no more children, please. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. That's all you have to do, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours, this one right here.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, no more children, please. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a very handsome and physically fit man for 2 years, and we've reached a roadblock in our relationship. He's never been married, and he doesn't have any children. When we met, he was glad I had children because he didn't want any. He loves my children and treats them well, so that made me love him more. I had a child when I was 16 years old and another when I was 17. I got married when I was 21 and had 3 children from that marriage. That marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33 and I had 2 children from that marriage. We didn't stay married long because he was an alcoholic. I did a darn good job raising all of my children by myself with minimal child support. Now all I want is to enjoy life and get marriage right this time. I had hoped that I met my soulmate, but I am starting to question it because he told me that he wants a son and a daughter by me. I do not want to throw away 2 years of dating over this issue and having kids with him. There's no getting through to him. I am afraid to tell him it's a definite no for me because I may lose him forever. I had a big dinner at my house and I invited all of my children in hopes that he would change his mind. I am also a grandmother of 3, so that is an additional responsibility. I am tired of raising children, period. I've considered getting a tubal ligation to make sure I will not get pregnant by him. Would it be selfish of me to continue dating this man knowing that I have no plans to have children with him? Well, what did you say when he said he wanted more children? Did you tell him right then that you didn't want any more, or are you, you know, stretching it out because you're afraid you might lose him if you tell him the answer? Will it be selfish of you to continue dating him? Yeah, it'll be selfish if you don't tell him the truth, but it's not selfish of you not to want any more kids. You already have 7 and 3 grandkids. I mean, you said it yourself. You're done. 7 kids, 3 grandkids, and you have the right to say no at this point because it's your body. You said you want to settle down, enjoy life and all that. And initially, this guy said he didn't want any children. You've been having children since you were 16, but you already know this. And it's okay. Your issue is going to be deciding what to do about your very handsome and physically fit man that now wants to have kids by you. That's why it's good to check in when you're in these relationships, see if your feelings have changed. He's not having it. He wants kids. He wants 2, a boy and a girl. What are you going to do? I mean, you got to tell him the truth. You got to let him know. And if you lose him, that's the risk you're taking. That's it. Steve?
Wrong person to ask this question to. The subject, no more children, please. I can't tell you how many times I said that. I said it yesterday.
What? As recently as yesterday?
And yesterday, and I can't even have no more kids. Don't even want no more kids. I don't even care. I really want some more grandkids because I need these boys to have some boys. Mm-hmm. So I can ensure my bloodline. Mm-hmm. I need Winton and Broderick to have some boys so I can keep this name alive. Jason already got 2. Mm-hmm. I need them boys to have boys. My daughter got a son, but his last name is her husband's last name. Mm-hmm. Because I don't see why he can't have my damn name.
Really? Instead of his own son. Dad's last name.
Oh, I know I'm wrong.
All the way over there, I'm wrong. Yeah.
All the way wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Wrong like two left shoes.
Yes.
But it was just something I wanted. Okay. This woman's been dating this very handsome, physically fit man for 2 years, and they've reached a roadblock in their relationship because the guy's never been married. He don't got no kids, and when he met, he said he's glad she had children because he didn't want any. He loves my children, treats them well, so that made me love him even more. Oh, such a good lad. I had a child when I was 16. Then I had another one when I was 17. Okay, we need the letter to start to slow at this point. Mm-hmm. Had one at 16, one at 17. I'm good. Storyline looking good. I got married when I was 21. Had 3 more children from that marriage. Did you not hear me go,
at
16, 17? Uh-huh. Well, now we got 5. And that marriage ended because your husband cheated on you. He didn't really cheat on you. He was just out somewhere taking a break from the kids. And something happened. That really wasn't cheating. That was just getting out the house away from the kids. And
exhaling.
Only other house he could go to was his other lady house.
He was exhaling.
Yeah, he was just over some chick's house where he could watch the game.
Without all the noise.
Yeah, that marriage ended. My husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33. Mm-hmm. And I had 2 kids from that marriage. Ooh, Lord have mercy, you fine.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful.
She that fine, though?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping. Because ain't no ugly person finna convince me of all this. I'm just going to be 100 with you. You cannot
you?
Be an ugly person and have and I'm accepting all this.
All right, look.
You've got to be mind-blowing beautiful.
Hold that thought, okay? We'll have part
no
two.
No way!
Shut up! Part two.
Holy kid, holy baby daddy.
Steve's response.
Who is these kids? I can't keep up with these birthdays.
To the Strawberry Letters, okay. Coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject today, no more children, please. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, no more children, please.
Well, I told you, I'm the wrong person to ask for help with this. No more children, please. I feel you. Anyway, she's been dating this handsome man, physically fit, for 2 years now. We've reached a roadblock in their relationship because he wants kids and said that he doesn't want kids. And when they met, he said that's great because she had children. Because he didn't want any, so he loves my children, treats them well, and that made me love them even more. I had a child when I was 16 years old, then I had another one when I was 17. We need to start pumping on the brakes right now. You might not have to stop the car, but you definitely need to be pumping the brakes.
A lot going on.
I got married when I was 21. I had 3 children out of that marriage. Okay. All right, now we're up into that zone. We got 5 now. And then that marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I told you he didn't cheat on you. He was just going somewhere to get away from the kids. And there happened to be a woman sitting over there. And they started talking. One thing led to another. He really wasn't cheating on you. He was just getting out the house. That marriage ended after my husband cheated on me. I got remarried when I was 33. And I had 2 more kids out of that marriage. And we didn't stay together long because he was an alcoholic. Now, it wasn't because he just wanted to drink. But all them damn kids in there drove his ass to drink. So every man you have with a problem is causing them damn kids. I'm going to just tell you that right now. I'm telling you right now, the first man cheated on you because he was trying to get out the house with them 5 kids. Then you got married to another man. You had 2 more. Now he became an alcoholic. 7 kids will make your ass drink.
Now, they keep coming back, though.
Yeah, because she fine as hell. Let me tell you something. This girl right here, the only way this is working in this letter, this woman is fine as hell.
Okay.
Because that's the only way you take it up with all this here. He even tried to drink his way through the situation. I'm going to stay with her. I'm going to just get full every day to see if I can hang in there.
Her body and snatched right back after the
baby. Oh, boy, she was pop, pop, pop. She out there doing it. Oh, okay. We didn't stay married long because he was alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I got a darn good, I did a damn good job raising all my children by myself.
That's commendable.
With minimal child support. Congratulations. Most women deserve a parade
single
for this.
Mothers, yes.
Now all I want is to enjoy life and get marriage right this time. I had hoped that I met my soulmate, but I'm starting to question it because he told me that he wants a son and a daughter by me. Well, he probably saying by you because you're good at it. You're showing potential of being a great mother, and you still fine. And I want them by you, boy and a girl. Well, you can guarantee him one of them, but then we're at number eight then.
Yeah,
he wants one more, that's nine.
He's not
going to
have any.
Now you're off into that Nick Cannon range.
Woo! Oh, Lord.
But at least the difference between this, all these are yours. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking women with children because I've done that before. There's nothing wrong with having children. And I admire men who take on the responsibility that other men have walked away from. Mm-hmm. So that's not what this letter is about. This letter about it, Lord, how fine is she?
Is that what it's about?
Lord, God Almighty, how fine is she? This is the one strawberry letter where we needed a photo to accompany the letter. Because you have got to be one bad, bad somebody. Or else you toe up from the flow up and the men you dating is toe up even more.
Oh,
that's the choice.
Fine.
But I'm telling you right now, she fine.
Yeah.
There's no getting through to him. I'm afraid if I tell him, it's definitely no for me because I may lose him forever. I had a big dinner at my house. I invited all of my children in hopes that he would change his mind. I'm also a grandmother of three. That's an additional responsibility, and I'm tired of raising children. You got to.
Yeah.
Hell, your two husbands was tired too. The one that cheated and the one that drank himself out of here. I've considered getting
tubal ligation.
Considered getting tubal ligation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that is.
Getting tubes tied. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would consider, and I don't want to sound crass or anything, but I would, after seven kids, I would consider just getting myself closed up.
Same thing. Tubes tied.
No,
almost.
No, no, that's not what he mean. All of it closed up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He mean all
and
of it.
I would require that all of my men get closed up, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Put a bag on your side and pee that away. I don't want nothing.
Wow.
We don't want nothing coming out of here. Nothing.
Are you insane?
He's still he's crazy.
You can't
I'm thinking about getting my tubes tied to make sure I'm not get pregnant by him. Would it be selfish for me to continue dating this man, knowing that I have no plans of having children with him? I mean, you can if you tell him he's still going to date you, though. Because you find his head.
And that's what the letter is
and
about.
Lord have mercy, you experienced. You doing some things where these men can't even walk away. Now, so you had one that cheated, one on crack. For this one to stay, probably going to have to be in meth.
All right, that's it. That's it.
The
Please
first one
leave
left
your comments.
For cheating, the other one left for alcoholic. This one's going to have to at least be met.
On today's letter, on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast as well. That's on demand.
Oh, she fine.
Coming up next, it is Junior. And Junior is requesting, instead of sports talk, some marital advice from you, Steve. We'll get into that right
Hell
after this.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior, it's almost been 2 weeks. Well, it has been 2 weeks now. You're heading into your third week since you got married. And what's on your mind today? You want to ask Steve some questions.
Yeah, I've got to talk to you because I'm telling you right now. First off.
Got tired of doing the medical report on sports. Go ahead.
First off.
Be quiet.
I had to make some adjustments. I really do. I just realized.
Sports report was starting to sound like the church is sick and shutting.
Would you stop? It did
Go
not.
Ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, you know, I've been single a long time, Unc.
Yeah.
And I feel like I got to make some adjustments because I'm not going to make it. Yeah. I can tell you this now. Because she come here
Tommy
every day.
Told you that.
Yeah. She come here every day.
Yeah. Yeah. She stayed at Junior.
What?
Yeah, she lived there. Yeah.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah, she don't go home. She come home.
She is home.
Because all I said was, what you doing here?
6 months.
I knew that wasn't probably the right thing to say, but I just asked. I said, what you doing here?
Yeah.
I forgot.
What you doing here?
Yeah, I forgot.
You forgot?
You forgot what?
I forgot that she stayed here because I've been single for so long.
I forgot that when she come in the door, I shot. I thought somebody broke in. So it's her. She come here every day.
Ring camera.
Every day. And then, what do you do with all these? Do you have to do these things? Just listen to this list. Because it's all the requests, Tommy.
Okay, one at a time.
All the requests. Like every time I get up, it's something. It's going to be something every time I get up.
Yeah.
Not when she get up, when I get up. Like, can you bring me some water? You waited all this time for me to get up.
Wait on your ass to get up.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was thirsty, but she was waiting on you because you can go in the kitchen.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here go another thing. I need some chips. How do I know? Where I'm get if ain't nothing in here? What I'm supposed to do? Go get the chips.
Your ass finna go to the stove. Yeah.
Yes.
You finna go to the stove.
Okay. Here go another one. This one get on my nerves. Can you bring me my purse? It's your purse, not my purse.
Just bring it.
Yeah, but your ass is over there by it, though.
Every time she can't find her glasses, I got to go look for them. Do you see my glasses?
What is the problem?
March 2023.
So while I'm out. You know, I'm out running my errands, doing what I need to do. And then I get a phone call. While you out, can you stop by the store? So we both have vehicles, is what I'm saying. So can you run my bath water? So every night you bathe, I got to turn water on every night.
Well, in the beginning, Junior,
Cause this don't sound like marriage, Unc.
What does this sound like?
This sound like an indentured servant. This what this sound like.
You can quit calling it that. It's damn near slavery, really. Cause all this comes without a paycheck too. I want to tell you that right there.
Welcome to Married Life, Junior. Yeah. Coming up,
baby. Don't nobody feel sorry for you, cause me and Tommy told you.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Nia Long, guys, was seen for the first time. She's made a public appearance since her fiancé, Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka, was suspended for an alleged consensual relationship with a female on his NBA team staff. Nia stepped out in Los Angeles on this past Saturday. Is that Nia? For some retail therapy with her son. Sam, don't be talking about me.
Junior, is that Nia calling you?
No.
Anyway, she was out and about, did a little shopping with her son, whom she shares with Ime. The paparazzi sighting comes just a week after Nia broke her silence on the scandal, and she released a statement thanking fans for their support amid the controversy. She said, "The outpouring of love and support from family, friends, and the community during this difficult time means so much to me. I ask that my privacy be respected as I process the recent events." However, her privacy was not respected. Take a listen to the paparazzi.
Hi, Nia. How are you? How are you holding up?
I don't have any comment right now. I'm sorry.
There's nothing that you want to say? I mean, are you guys working things out? All right.
She laughed. Whoa.
She laughed.
You got a Nia Long laugh. It's famous.
Yeah.
Hey, just take the damn picture. You're a paparazzi. You ain't a reporter.
My hormones are raging. Okay, Steve. All right, here's the question. Shouldn't there be some kind of boundaries? And you should know this because you're a star and they shoot you all the time. They take pictures of you all the time. Shouldn't there be some sort of boundaries for paparazzi to give celebrities the privacy they request?
Well, it's called decency.
Yeah.
And they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem, because this stuff comes with the price.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what happens.
You mean celebrity.
If you take a picture.
Fame.
You can sell the picture to the tabloids. To sell the pictures for online people to get it for a price. And that's it.
Really?
And then a lot of people take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice where you see a watermark on the picture? Might say Getty Images or something.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're nice pictures or really rare pictures. If you want that picture, you have to buy the picture. That's why it has that watermark on it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you have to buy, you can't edit that mark out.
Okay.
So it's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's a business, all decency goes out of the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you see a lot of TMZ cameras with people that don't really work for TMZ, but they have TMZ cameras. And they're like independent contractors.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So they put TMZ on their camera and they shoot, and then they send it in. If Howard and them like the footage or use it, they get a check. For example, if you came up with a picture of Mariah's twins before anybody else,
mm-hmm.
or Beyonce's kids, if you could come up with that picture, you could sell that picture for a lot of money.
Like, when you say a lot, how many, like thousands?
Oh, you could have got, there's no telling. Oh, easy.
Oh, wow.
What they'd have paid for that picture, Beyonce's kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with Nia, though, I saw the video. She's walking in a parking lot with her son, whom she shares with this man, part of this scandal. And isn't it just foul that this paparazzi guy is asking her questions
in front of
her son and that's his father? That's wrong. That's kind of foul. Isn't there some kind of rule with that, Steve?
No.
The rule is we don't whoop people ass no more. And we need to get back to that. You can't get no picture if I'm whooping your ass. It's hard to get a picture.
That's funny,
Tommy. I was coming out of a store in Beverly Hills, a watch store.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Paparazzi called. Steve, can I talk to you? Hey, man, how you doing? I'm usually calling when I'm keep moving. Now, I want to talk to you about Lori. Lori and the wife are off limits. Brandi Carly, off limits.
Right.
Them daughters and the wife, off limits. I said, hey, man, don't ask me nothing about that. Hey, I mean, who better to ask? So a black dude with him said, hey, man, that's enough. It was a black dude and a white dude. Uh-huh. The black dude said, hey, man. That's enough.
Yeah, he kind of foresaw how because it might go down. Yeah.
I said, hey, man, keep on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, that's all I'm going to say to you.
He knew that tone.
Yeah. And so the black dude went, hey, man, that's enough.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day, Miss Harvey.
All right.
He got the ultimate black ass warning. Keep on.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you guys heard of Sober October? Well, Sober October, this is what the Sober October deal is all about. It's a new trend where thousands of people give up alcohol for the month of October right before the holidays and the overindulgence begins, okay? There are lots of benefits to going alcohol-free for just 1 month. A study found that just 4 weeks without alcohol can regulate your blood pressure and lower... Yeah?
Who voted on October, though?
Because it's before November and it's Thanksgiving where you overindulge.
But I've been in the hospital for 5 weeks. I ain't had nothing to drink. I can't. Now when I get out, now y'all got this.
Wait though, Tommy Hust. Wait still, Steve.
Well,
it is October. Yeah.
Got out the hospital is probably best.
Yeah.
I can't have a little something. Just
no,
a little
not
something.
Even a sip. No.
Oh,
no.
God.
No. All right, like I was saying, the study found that just 4 weeks without alcohol can regulate your blood pressure and lower your cancer risk.
Well, that's too late for that.
Abstaining from alcohol will also help you lose weight. It'll help you sleep better. It'll boost your concentration.
I just got rid of cancer, so that's out. So now what you got now?
You got high blood pressure. It'll lower that. All right. Help you sleep better and lose weight.
I have a question quick. What am I supposed to do? I got to go to New Orleans in a couple of weeks.
You better drink a hurricane and enjoy yourself. That's what you better do.
I got to have a
sober October, baby. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. At 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather your nickname be Lil Fella? Or would you rather your nickname be Big Nasty?
Oh, I'm Big
Man.
We know what you guys are going
to
say.
That need it the most.
Yeah.
Lil Fella.
I'm Big Nasty.
Big Nasty. Okay.
I'm Big Nasty.
All right. Yeah. What about you, Junior?
Big Nasty. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Just answer your own question.
Well, I'm following the two little dudes on the show. I guess compared to them, I guess I had to be bigger than Nasty.
All right. Would you rather not file your nails for 1 year or not clip your toenails for 1 year? So either let your fingernails grow long or your toenails grow long for 1 year.
I got to let them toes go because I can't have these hands. I hold cards in my hand, microphone. Yeah.
On stage.
You look like you've been in a nail salon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I done got them pointed.
Yeah. Stilettos.
Steve changed it.
Get some stones on them.
Got
all right.
Coffin shaped.
Ballerina, all that. All right. Would you rather MC a bingo game at the church or would you rather MC a puppy fashion show?
I'm at that bingo all day.
I'm at bingo at the church.
That's what wanted to.
Hell yeah.
You were wanted to.
And they're having fun as hell.
Come on, Ms. Iris.
B28, yeah.
Bingo.
All right. Would you rather drown everything in ketchup or cover everything in gravy? Ketchup or gravy?
Oh.
Mm. I like them both.
No, I'm going to have to go with that gravy.
Ooh.
Because if you put ketchup on my chicken, I'm about to throw up.
Really?
Ketchup on chicken?
Yeah.
A lot of people put ketchup on chicken. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Ketchup
on chicken.
Ketchup on mac and cheese?
No. No.
See, I can put gravy on mac and cheese.
Gravy on mac and cheese?
If I have to. It's been on there before. It was on the plate.
Bumped up against it.
It's on the plate.
Yeah.
Gravy on dressing. I had a little gravy on the greens one time. You know, I done sopped. See if you was a
get
sop.
That, yes.
So, you know, I know how to do that. I had to go with that gravy, not the ketchup.
Okay.
I put gravy on the hot dog in a heartbeat.
Really?
Ketchup?
And ain't never had gravy on a hot dog, but I bet I'll put it on there.
So everybody's in agreement with gravy rather than ketchup.
Gravy.
Okay. No. All right, so one last one if we get to it. Would you rather sleep in flannel PJs year-round or sleep naked year-round?
Naked.
Oh, I'm naked, though.
Big. Hot-ass flannel. I'm naked. Fairly be
sitting
wearing
up in that flannel-ass pajamas, sitting up in here, all this hot-ass mess on.
Because I'm cold.
Scratching.
I'm naked itching. All the time.
Mm-mm. Naked.
All right.
Oh, I got a heat factor
for you now.
I'll
be so naked these hot flashes.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, guys. Our last break of the day. It's been a good day. It's been a good day. We've had fun today. But we got to get serious about this voting because the elections midterm are next month, November 8th, Steve. A little more than a month away.
Yeah, it is, man. Mm-hmm. And
we had Ms. Stacey Abrams on with us yesterday.
Yes.
And
dropping knowledge.
That was
enlightening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to go to the polls. We are not playing with y'all.
Yeah.
Get out and vote. Early vote,
and
too.
And we can do it. The power is within us, and we need to use that power. And, you know, not let someone take it from us. We need to use our power. Go to whenweallvote.org. Find out when you need to register to vote. You can do early voting, all that. Whenweallvote.org.
Hey, you know something? I'm going to talk about voting in a minute. But
I was talking with a young person, and I really stumbled across something that really meant a lot to me. And, you know, we were talking about education at the time and the importance of education and how it's imperative that a lot of people get an education. And I didn't really receive a formal education in school. And so this young person was telling me how imperative school is. And I agreed with him, you know, to a degree. It is imperative, I said, but it's not the only way. He said, well, school is the best way to learn. I said, well, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to learn way more outside of school than you ever will inside the bounds of a school. He said, how can you say that? I said, because there's a difference between life and school. See, when you're in school, the difference between school and life is this. See, when you're in school, you are taught a lesson, and then you're given a test. But in life, you're given a test that teaches you a lesson. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's a huge difference in that. In school, you are taught a lesson, and then they give you a test. But see, in life, it's different. You are given the test first, and then that test teaches you a lesson. That's why I say you will learn far more outside the walls of a school than you can ever learn in a school. And school lessons is limited to the subject. Life, Lord have mercy. Man, oh man, oh man. Life is all encompassing. It teaches you everything. And one of the things I've watched as a black man growing up in this country, I've had to evolve as a black person, as a man. You know, I used to didn't really care about voting when I was young because I had so many things in the forefront. And see, you have to remember, man, I grew up in segregation. I grew up in the 60s. I was a child in the 60s. I've seen colored-only water fountains and whites-only restrooms and stuff like that. I saw that in West Virginia. I saw it. I've gotten in trouble because of that stuff. So my vision of life comes from a very, very different set of eyes. And so when I was growing up and I was hustling, man, voting wasn't that important to me because I just wasn't thinking. I was so busy hurting and trying to find a way and so disappointed in the system, man. But I didn't even understand that I could have been a part of changing the system a long, long, long time ago if so many of us didn't feel that way. Well, times have changed a bit in terms we now know and have seen firsthand that our voting does make a huge difference, that our voting matters. And we watched it a couple of years ago when Biden got in office. We watched the voting come down the line in real time. We watched Milwaukee sway Wisconsin. We watched Detroit win Michigan. We watched Philly win Pennsylvania. And we sat here and we watched Atlanta win Georgia. And for the first time, we knew for a fact it was us. But let me tell you something even more important. They knew it was us. They went, I be damned. For the first time, we know directly, and they saw the power they have. Now, what we got to do is we got to snatch that knowledge from them. We got to take that power back. We can't give them credit. That, you know, Fox ain't gonna write no stories about how important the black vote was, how the black and brown vote swayed the election. They're not gonna write no stories about that because they don't want you to know. But I'm here to tell you, Charlamagne is here to tell you, Ricky Smiley is here to tell you, D.L. Hughley is here to tell you. No, man, we made a difference. We mattered. As a matter of fact, we were the deciding factor. Now, this November 8th, I believe that's the poll date this year, November 8th, voter registration, early voting begins on October 17th. We got to start. We got to vote, y'all, because Stacey Abrams can make history. Stacey Abrams can become the first African-American woman to become a governor in this entire country. We have a duty to make that happen. We have to vote. Let's show up, brothers. I'm calling on brothers everywhere to show up and show out. Show them the strength that we really have. Let's go. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you. All right? Y'all stay in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.